All right, we're here today at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talking with Jack Ward, the Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association. Jack, you're kind of getting into the routine now here at convention to host these media receptions here and talking, just basically updating everybody on what the association has been up to over the past year. So kind of with that in mind, give us a brief rundown of what you talked about today. Give us, I guess, the state of the association, so to speak.
Certainly, Carson. And as you've seen, we reported our last fiscal year was probably the best that the American Hereford Association's had for a couple of decades. Honestly, our registrations reached over 81,000 last year. Our cow herd inventories were at 121,000 plus cows, which is the most ever since we implemented whole herd reporting. Our certified Hereford beef program sold nearly 60 million pounds, which was the most ever. And our membership is growing, right? Both junior and adult was up. And so we're very excited. The association is very healthy, and it's a strong time to be in the Hereford breed.
Yeah. You went through some numbers right there with us, but just to put that into perspective, regarding membership, at least, you said this is nearly a 25, 30-year high for you guys.
That's absolutely right, you know, and both in inventories, registrations, it is, and membership, about a 25-year high. And as you could see when we produced it, one of our fastest-growing membership is the junior, the youth, and we have a great program there in place. And as you said, we've implemented some programs to even educate our youth even further. And so, we're very excited. And actually, last week in our staff meeting, we have staff meetings at the office every week. One of the points that was brought up is how much more the membership, they continue to get membership in on a weekly basis. So it's real good. Very exciting.
Well, and that was one area that you really focused on today, was building and developing that junior association that you've got. And, you know, obviously you're implementing different programs, as you mentioned. So with that, I mean, how important is keeping those juniors involved and engaged in the industry?
Well, Carson, you know, as I mentioned, it's really important, right? And we totally understand that not every junior member of the Hereford Association is ever going to go back to direct beef cattle production, but it gives us an opportunity. So no matter what career path they take, these young folks are going to be the spokespeople for our industry moving forward. And it may be just as important, if not more important, that they know. And so when they go out, as I mentioned to you about my son that lives in New York City and his ability to educate his friends that he's met out there that knew very little about what we do in the beef cattle industry. So it's vitally important, in my opinion, and obviously to create new leaders in our industry, but also to create opportunities to educate anyone in any career path moving forward.
I know that the association is doing a lot these days online, giving your members greater access and efficiency with working with you guys. So I imagine that has something to do with the membership growth as well.
Oh, there's no doubt. And we continue to evolve on that. As I mentioned, we just released a new version of our online registry system. We're very proud of it. It's a virtual system that allows you to get a registration immediately, get data back immediately when you submit it, updated information. And it's really, it really does create efficiencies for us within the office. When I first came to Hereford 17 years ago, the turnaround time could have been 7 to 10 days on information. Today, we're never more than 2 days out. And the ability for people to get in there and immediately do their work, and it's changed our focus at the association from data entry to customer service. And our staff needs to understand the online registry system and be able to answer questions that breeders have.
Yeah. And then I'll just leave you with this. I know that the certified Hereford brand, beef brand, is doing very well also. I mean, I believe this year was a record year for you guys.
That's correct. You know, we were just shy of 60 million pounds, which was the most that we've sold. And as Trey reported, our fastest growing program is a premium program, which we implemented in January of 2017. But we changed as you know, as you heard, the carcass specs now, the program is strictly a choice or better program, and it has allowed us to position ourselves in the marketplace to a consumer-driven product, right? That's a high-quality, very consistent product, and our ability to be different, our differentiation of that white face of the certified Hereford beef brand is allowing our customers to position themselves away from a market that has been predominantly Angus or certified Angus. And so it's growing. It's a high-quality program, and it's really positioned ourselves to grow exponentially.
It sounds like you guys have got a lot on your plate, and the innovation just keeps being churned out. So is this a pace you all are going to be able to keep up with?
You know, it's interesting you say that, Carson. We're excited about what's going on. And as I tell you, we have our staff meetings, and I talk to our staff every so often about, the sky's the limit, right? Come to us with the new and innovative ideas. Stay in touch. Be in touch with the industry and what's moving forward. And it's our job as the executive vice president, my job to make sure that these programs can be implemented when they're useful, to get them to our board and have the board support, because it's important to our membership to allow them to be positioned in a very fast-paced industry. And I'm very proud of what we're doing, and absolutely we're going to stay with our foot to the pedal.